We get a little bit closer to home now, to San Jose, California. The city of San Jose has experienced a rash of purse snatchings lately. That by itself wouldn't normally count as headline news, but there's something unusual about these cases. Almost all the victims belong to one immigrant group. Lonnie Shavelson sent us this story from San Jose.
The police call the thieves the Rippers. They work in pairs, snatching purses from women in this Costco parking lot and in other strip malls around San Jose.
It is convenient for them just to pull in and pull out and find a target, grab the purse, and they can run right onto the street within 10 seconds and jump into a car and be gone.
That's Detective John McKelvey of the San Jose Police Department. He's investigating the purse snatchings in this city, where about 30% of the residents are Asian, and about a third of them are Vietnamese. As for the victims of the purse snatchings,
probably 90% of them are Vietnamese females.
But Detective McKelvey is not convinced that the robbers are targeting Vietnamese women. He says they're stealing from women in general, at malls where many Vietnamese just happen to shop. But Hien Duc Do says statistically this can't be happening by chance. The professor of Asian American Studies at San Jose State says the crooks must be picking out the Vietnamese.
It's unlikely that it's a coincidence. It is more likely that it is specifically targeted.
Do says maybe the crooks watch checkout counters for Asians paying with a lot of cash. And those shoppers are often from Vietnam.
There was so much instability in Vietnam and there was so much corruption that banks were not places where people would put their money in.
Or maybe the purse snatchers know that Vietnamese victims might be unlikely to report robberies to the police.
Because of the ways in which a lot of us were treated in Vietnam with respect to the police, there is a tremendous amount of fear and reluctance to go to the police.
Even so, Professor Do says it's surprising that the thieves can pick out Vietnamese women from a crowd of Asian shoppers. But apparently, that's what they're doing. Of the 32 purse snatchings in recent months, 29 involved Vietnamese women. Professor Do, himself a Vietnamese immigrant, doubts he could be so accurate. Madeline Nguyen, a Vietnamese city councilwoman in San Jose, agrees.
I'm really shocked that these predators are able to identify who is a Vietnamese American. I would assume that they put a lot of time into doing the research and the homework before they actually carry out the act itself. I'm actually impressed that they're able to identify Vietnamese American victims.
So when both the professor and the city councilwoman first heard about the purse snatchings, they thought the robberies must be a kind of cultural inside job. They assumed the purse snatchers were also Vietnamese. Identifying their victims through subtle facial expressions or mannerisms usually recognized only by other Vietnamese. But the police have caught 7 suspects, and they're all Latinos. Professor Do.
I was actually quite a bit surprised that the perpetrators were Latinos, because I didn't know that Latinos actually knew those cultural details about the Vietnamese and Vietnamese American women.
Professor Do says the Latinos' apparently sophisticated knowledge of the Vietnamese is a side effect of the intense ethnic mixing in San Jose. The city's large Asian population is slightly exceeded by the number of Latinos, and that's caused Latinos and Vietnamese to live in close proximity. If indeed the Latinos are singling out the Vietnamese, Professor Do says that the purse snatchings could be a sign of increasing cross-cultural awareness. For The World, I'm Lonnie Shavelson, San Jose.